Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Jumu'ah Salah, the etiquettes of the day of Jumu'ah, the obligation of the Jumu'ah Salah, performing ghusl, applying itr, going early for Jumu'ah Salah, clarification of the time of acceptance of du'as, and encouragement to remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, even after Jumu'ah Salah. So, the part of the chapter that we're doing today, today's hadith will cover, will be the part on going early for Jumu'ah. So here we say in today's hadith, the rewards that a person gets for going early for Jumu'ah Salah. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man ightasala yawm al-jumu'ati ghusla al-janabati thumma raha fi sa'ati al-ula faka'annama qarraba badanatan wa man raha fi sa'ati al-thaniya faka'annama qarraba baqaratan ومن راح في الساعة الثالثة فكأنما قرب كبشا أقرا ومن راح في الساعة الرابعة فكأنما قرب دجاجة ومن راح في الساعة الخامسة فكأنما قرب بيضة فإذا خرج الإمام حضرت الملائكة يستمعون الذكر متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, like the ghusl of janabah. In other words, when a person is in janabah, then he washes his body completely. So it is not a body bath that he's taking a full ghusl. This is the ghusl of the day of Jumu'ah. It's like how a person will bath when he's bathing due to janabah. He has a complete ghusl. From head to toe, every part is washed properly. So this is how a person will make ghusl for the day of Jumu'ah. So this is what the first part of the hadith is explaining. One who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, like the ghusl of janabah, major impurity, the person then proceeds in the first time. Literally we'll translate it as first hour, but it actually means in the first time. You'll see this hadith is speaking about five different periods of times. The person then proceeds in the first hour, or the first time, it is as if he has sacrificed a camel. We'll explain this now. What is the meaning of first time, second time? These five times that I explained here. The one who proceeds in the first time, it is as if he has sacrificed a camel. Sacrificed a camel for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who proceeds in the second period, it is as if he has sacrificed a cow. One who proceeds in the third hour, it is as if he has sacrificed a horned ram. One who proceeds in the fourth hour or fourth time, it is as if he has sacrificed a fowl. And one who proceeds in the fifth time, it is as if he has sacrificed an egg. But once the imam comes forward, the angels gather to listen to the advice. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, also in Musnad Ahmad. So now, here we find that there are five periods of time. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he explained it like this, that the first period of time is when Subah Sadiq set in. In other words, Tulu al-Fajr, time of Fajr has just set in. Person has his ghusl. Remember we said this is the first time or period where a person can make the ghusl for the day of Jumu'ah is when Subah Sadiq sets in. He makes the ghusl and immediately he sets off for the Jumu'ah Salah. Imagine, early in the morning the person is setting off for the Jumu'ah Salah. This is the first period according to Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, and according to the hadith, what reward he gets is as though he has sacrificed a camel for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we just think that only person sacrificing a camel physically getting that reward. Yeah, a person is getting a reward every Jumu'ah as though he's sacrificing a camel for the sake of Allah ta'ala just because he's going early. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh says the next period of time is that time before the rising of the sun. Now that becomes the second period of time. In other words, before Ishraq Salah, a person reaches there. One is at the time of Subah Sadiq early on. Next is at the time before Ishraq Salah, the person is there. This is the second period of time. And that person that proceeds for Jumu'ah at this period of time, it is as if he has sacrificed a cow for the sake of Allah. So one, first one is a camel. Second one is as though he has sacrificed a cow. The third period of time, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains, is at the time of Ishraq. At that time a person now proceeds for Jumu'ah Salah. What reward he gets is as though he has sacrificed a horned ram. And then he says the fourth and fifth period of time is from the time of Chas Salah. We explain Salatul Duha, Chas Salah is from the mid-morning onwards. If a person proceeds from this time onwards, then he says he gets the reward of sacrificing a fowl and sacrificing an egg closer towards the time of Jumu'ah. That is, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he is given an egg in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But once the Imam comes forward now for the khutbah, even the Malaika sit to listen to the advice of the Malaika. There is no more writing for a person the reward that he is getting for coming for that Jumu'ah early. He loses that reward of coming early if this person comes now when the Imam is already giving the khutbah. Now look at this first period of time, that person that leaves so early and he goes. We generally think if I come 10 minutes before Azan, if I come 15 minutes before Azan, I'm early for the Jumu'ah. But look at these pious people, the great people, look what the Hadith is encouraging us. He's early for the day of Jumu'ah. Once a youngster was here, Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the grandson of our Ustad, the Muftisam. So he was here once early in the masjid, about 10 o'clock. I came to put the air conditions on. It was the day of Jumu'ah. I told him, you're here so early. Small boy, you are so early for Jumu'ah Salah. Today I think you beat your grandfather for going early for Jumu'ah Salah. He said, no, I didn't beat him. My grandfather, every day, every Jumu'ah at 8 o'clock, he goes for Jumu'ah Salah. 8 o'clock in the morning, he's already in the masjid, therefore Jumu'ah Salah. In other words, he's there in the masjid, madrasa masjid, and attending to whatever else needs to be seen there. Allah Ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. They are such pious people, even in our time, that they make it a point of giving the Jumu'ah Salah that extra importance. They go early, they prepare early, psychologically they are preparing, having a bath, applying the itar, putting the clean clothes, new clothes on, etc. And then we are proceeding. In other words, it's not just a hit and run. I come from my shop straight into the masjid. I just allow 10 minutes. To give it that extra importance, extra emphasis, Allah Ta'ala is giving extra reward. It is there for us to take. But we have to just time ourselves, put ourselves. Hazrat Mullah Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would say something very nice. He says that person that goes early for Jumu'ah Salah, Allah will make it such that whatever chores he has for the rest of the week, whatever work he has to do for the rest of the week, Allah will allow him to finish his work early. In other words, whatever work he needs to do, his work also will finish early because he came early for Jumu'ah Salah. And that person that goes late for his Jumu'ah Salah, whatever other work he's got for the rest of his week, his work also will start getting finished late. So an early prescription or easy prescription to get our work finished early and properly, give that extra emphasis to the day of Jumu'ah, for the Jumu'ah Salah, Allah Ta'ala will reward us abundantly. You mustn't just think one cow, one camel, etc., slaughtering a ram, just like that. In those days, this was the most valuable assets that were found. It was found in animals. The most valuable assets were being sacrificed. So that's just an indication of how much reward Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us. How much of a reward Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us for coming early. So let us try, inshallah. Once we hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever extent we can, whatever capacity we can, without interfering with the rights of others. Rights of others means we're working for somebody and they're not giving us that extra time off. We don't now steal that time because now that is the right of others. But to the best of the ability that we can, we should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.